On your marks, get set, go!
It was a damp and blustery Saturday, but 36 men, women, and children came out for this year's Ballyhoo Run. While the race is only 1.8 miles long, competitors must make it up and down the 1,600-foot peak in under an hour to have their times counted, and ideally do it without falling down. Fairbanks resident Max Kaufman took first place in the men's race, finishing with a time of 25 minutes and 33 seconds. He's part of the University of Alaska Volcanology Group, and he's in town checking out instruments on McCushion. This was his first time making it to the top of Ballyhoo on that trail.
I've driven up it a few times. I haven't hiked up this trail, though.
Mary Cruzen won the women's race for the second year in a row. Her time is 36 minutes and 20 seconds, just 3 seconds shy of her previous time. There were also about a dozen youth competitors who participated in the Ballyhoo Run. They run the race up the mountain until they hit the Scree, turning around a little earlier than their adult counterparts. Taylor Holman came in first for the girls, making it down in 30 minutes and 16 seconds. 9-year-old Petter Jeppesen won the boys' race with a time of 36 minutes and 16 seconds. But coming in first wasn't the most interesting part of the race for him.
A little dead hamster.
Oh, dude, I saw that.
While EMS stood by during the race, there were no tumbles during this year's Ballyhoo Run, and all competitors finished injury-free. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.